Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp takes first base on ball four. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kopp moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Kopp moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kopp scores. Bauschi moves to second. It's 1-0, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Phillies. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freese moves to second. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Phillies. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 4-2, Phillies. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Phillies. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bauschi moves to third. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Kopp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Freese moves to second. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freese moves to third. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cop strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Phillies. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Philly reaches second base with a double. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball towards right. Walls settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walls. Philly scores. Anderson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Phillies. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-2 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Conley, and towards Anderson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kopp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Phillies. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5 Phillies. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 7-6, Phillies. Jack Meyer now pitching. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hillman. Anderson moves to third. Freese moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Freese moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Phillies. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sawatzky hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kopp is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 8-7, Phillies. Erle Viral pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Jim Owens now pitching. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viral hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake now playing left field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.